The music that you gave me, language of my soul. Lord, I want to be with you. Won't you let me come in from the cold? Though the stars are listening and the ocean's deep, I just go to sleep. And then I create the silent movie. You become the star. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret. Your laughter brings me joy, and a wonder of feeling that nature's only poor boy. But still the tears keep falling, they're raining from the sky. Well, there's a ladder you got to go under before I get high. Just a dream. Though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear?
Thank you. Hey, how's it going? This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is called Highly Recommended, and it is full of all of the music and acts that I recommend highly. Behind me right now is the Sadistic Mika Band, a band from Japan. This album came out in 1974. Before that, Supertramp with Even in the Quietest Moments, and you can really hear that crackle from the vinyl, especially in the quietest moments. But we love analog. Before that, we started things off with the Doobie Brothers' What a Fool Believes. And coming up next, we've got a couple things to hit on in the next 9 minutes. At some point in the next 9 or so minutes, I'll be playing a song by Gorilla Toss. And when you hear that song, you have to call in at 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-WMFO. Call in for a chance to win a pair of tickets. The tickets will be going to the first person who calls in after I play that Gorilla Toss song at some point in the next 8 minutes. You'll be seeing them at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville on Sunday. And around 7:20, I will be joined by Free Whenever. Free Whenever is a psychedelic rock band from New York, and they have a new album called Ascension, which is coming out on October 24th. And I happen to have a copy of it on vinyl, and they've allowed me to share a track or two, at least one track from it with you guys. And then at 8 p.m., Bashara will be joining me for a solo performance right here in the studio. So don't go anywhere. We've got a whole bunch going on. Coming up next, here is one from Renaissance.
We all are standing unafraid on the frontier. We all are shadows in the shade on the frontier. When the dawn is come, we will stand strong. Where we belong.
That was just a track from Gorilla Toss. So if you wanted those tickets, you can call in at 855-915-9636. And before that was one from Renaissance called On the Frontier. And coming up next, here is a track from Free Whenever, and then they will be joining me on the air in a few minutes. But until then, enjoy Bank Robbery. That was just Bank Robbery by Free Whenever, and now I am joined by Free Whenever. What's up?
Hello. Hey, how's it going, WMFO?
Hey, hey. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your band?
Sure. I'll go first. Neil, I play electric guitar in the band, and we're very, very excited to be on the air with you talking about our latest record, Ascension.
Trevor, I play bass in the band, and likewise, super stoked to be talking about the record. I have a little history at WMFO, which makes this extra special.
Yes.
And then a shout out to the drummer, Brendan, who couldn't be with us today, but he's always in our hearts.
Yes, yes. It sounds like something bad happened to him, but hopefully not.
Yeah, he's totally not bad. Yeah.
Good, good.
Not a Spinal Tap situation.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. Thank you guys very much for letting me grab one of your albums on vinyl before it came out. I had the pleasure of seeing you guys last Thursday. Yeah.
Brighton Hall.
Yep, Brighton Music Hall. Fantastic show. You guys have had are you still on tour now? Do you have any more dates or?
We do have some more dates this year. We're on a bit of a quick breather, but we're going to be back on it in November. We're heading to Colorado for a couple dates with Marlon Funaki, and then back on the East Coast in December to join the Polyrhythmics on stage at Park City Music Hall in Connecticut. And that's in early December. So, but for now, we're taking a little bit of a breather and trying to actually, figure out what's next.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're planning for the new year.
Yeah. Well, and this album right here comes out on the 24th, right?
Yeah, 9 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
So it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. I mean, we've probably finished the recording of the record probably in like September of last year, basically a year ago. Got kind of all of our ducks in a row, spent some time on the artwork, which, became a pretty important piece of this record, and all the singles included in that record. And, just been spending the year kind of trickling out a little single here, a little single there. Been getting a lot of love on it. So really excited to drop the full thing and getting some pre-orders coming in too. So a lot of people out there patiently waiting. So excited to get the record to everybody.
Yeah. And we're super excited to add this to our just whole catalog and discography, cause if you listen to everything, you really hear the evolution. I feel as though the last album, the Free Whenever LP, and this one, Ascension, really go well together and are both statements. And that's it. We're really excited to have it out there.
What are those statements?
Ooh, that's a tough question. For us, I feel like we always just focus on what's right in front of us. And so we're very kind of process and focused on the music. Kind of that's what drives us. And then after we finish a thing is when we start to unpack, I think, the meaning, generally speaking. This was a special record because, as far as us being a band and, we've had a long trajectory, right? There's like a whole backstory to this project, which obviously a lot of people wouldn't know about. But, it started out with the two of us making music in front of a computer screen like this. And then since that time, it's, really evolved into much more of a band, much more of a shared musical vision and shared writing process. And, that process now includes Brendan, who, is on drums. And so that's added a whole organic element to how we make music. And, I think this record in particular is the pinnacle of that, growth, where, we used to make music in a very different way, very much layering stuff together, kind of stacking and, piecing it together as a record. Now things just seem to flow much more organically in real time. And so I think this record definitely represents that work process. And I think the meaning behind it also follows that it's just a lot about, I think opening ourselves up to all the possibilities that life hands to us and letting things flow.
Yeah, and going off of what Neil just said, it really is about this balance of all these different sides of us and really pushing the music in our particular style that we find ourselves in, pushing it beyond what even we believed and what others have believed. And we're not purists and we love, a wide range of things. So I think the fact that we started on computer and actually open air, which was one of our first more studio releases, actually turned four today. And you can really hear, how I think we've gotten less with the, we still love production and all those psychedelic elements, but we've gotten less with that. And I think the records now reflect that in different ways by maybe having an improvised jam on the record or something like that. It's more a mixture of everything.
Yeah, exactly. I think at the same time that songs like Bank Robbery and Day One were all just kind of recorded and hey, we kind of wrote the song, recorded it, blah, blah, blah. Then there's fun little gems on the record, like Relaxing with Will, which Trevor basically, you know, wrote and recorded all himself. And then, you know, Brendan and I just kind of added our little elements onto the record. So, yeah, to Trevor's point, even though the whole thing is an evolution into us making music more in kind of a group capacity, it is also like a culmination and a gathering of all of the different elements and ways in which we make music. And then the B-side on the record, or the very last track on the record, Brainwaves, is also just an absolutely nuts journey, musical journey that literally just happened in real time and happened to have the tape running. So, so yeah, lots of different flavors on this record.
And I was thinking about mentioning Relaxing with Will, because that one and Jonas the Shaman, you shout out to, are they both real people?
Yeah. Jonas is certainly a real guy who's in our day-to-day life.
Yeah, he's been there since the beginning.
Yeah. There's a lot of funny elements, and
that song actually was really formed throughout the years from the Sisham, and that's kind of something that's been with us, and we kept adding to. And yeah, so going to the question, Relaxing with Will. Definitely, when I made the demo, at least I was thinking a lot of Skin Shape, who's one of our a big influence of ours, and his real name's Will Dory, so it was kind of just something I let in.
Little nod to Skin Shape, yeah, and
yeah, exactly, like
yeah,
in that cinematic world.
Yeah, we actually had the chance to meet him when he played his first. I guess that was his first New York show at Brooklyn Made.
Yeah,
yeah, right before Brooklyn Made closed. So yeah, fun little serendipitous thing there. But yeah, Jonas is definitely a dude who we hang out with. He actually used to be our merch guy. He's since graduated and is on to bigger and better things, but that's how he started his career with Free Whenever.
Very nice. Yeah, it's very fun. It's the whole album comes together really nicely, I would say. Do you guys have a favorite track on there that hasn't been released yet?
Well, there's only two tracks that haven't been released yet. We're not great at keeping secrets, so we've already shared most of the album with the entire world. But of those two that are remaining, they're both pretty interesting. We kind of saved the weirdest for last. The last two tracks, I mean, the second to last one is, and you know, involves some interesting time signatures. Like I said, the very last track was truly an improv moment that happened, and you know, we just happened to kind of cut that and said, hey, we want to have that flavor on the record. Between those two, I think probably the last one, for the people who've seen us play our live shows and respond to that element of the project, mm-hmm. I think that'll be a nice little treat for those people who really like that kind of free form psychedelic aspect of what we do.
Excellent.
Well, on the other side, a new side, which is the other track that's yet to be released, is definitely a new side of Free Whenever, you know, in the songwriting wise, and maybe in our arrangement. And that's how we like to do our records. We like to have, you know, because when you get the vinyl and you're listening to the whole thing, we like the first half to kind of bring you in, and then just really by the end of it, take you anywhere we want to. And yeah, super stoked on that. And as Neil mentioned, you know, it's weird releasing music today, but that's why we do the vinyls, because there is this world we live in. And thank you so much for playing it. But, you know, streaming is one thing, but, you know, to have it on a vinyl, and because it is meant to be a longer listening experience than just single. It's, yeah, I think artists in general are just facing interesting times.
Yeah. And for us in particular, especially as an instrumental act, that our origins were in making long form music, where we honestly struggle to make a track under 10 to 15 minutes, right? So that's our organic, where we like to be. So long form packaging of music for us is really important, right? So especially vinyls too, I think we've all gained an appreciation since the last record being our first one that was on vinyl, also really gained an appreciation for the relationship that allows us to create with our fans, right? People come, they buy the record. You know, some people might not even have a record player. It certainly is a thing that's happened, right? But people appreciate it as a symbol of like, hey, these guys put work into this music, and I want to own it. I want to have it, right? And want to commemorate it, right? So for us, all of that stuff is super important and a bit of a defiance against just the way in which the industry moves today. So,
yeah. And also, it is a gorgeous piece of art. The glossy finish on the color aspects, really lovely. The back is gorgeous. Neil, your signature needs some work.
You know, it used to be Trevor's signature that needs work. I guess it's mine now. But well, glad you appreciate the artwork and the, you know, the attention to detail on the record. I mean, that was all done with intention. And you know, big shout out to the amazingly talented artist who hails from Japan, who had actually done the artwork on the front, on the back, and on all the singles, which obviously isn't really represented there, but his name is Sanagi, and man, what a talented artist. I wish I pulled it out. I should have thought about that earlier, but basically he had like handmade each of those pieces of artwork, right?
Wow.
And you know, he makes some pretty amazing, immaculate big pieces. We were on a budget, so we're like, hey, do you have anything smaller that is maybe a little bit cheaper? And he literally shipped us these like tiny little cards that he had like hand drawn, these amazingly beautiful and intricate pieces of art. And literally we just took photos of those and that became the artwork. But we still have the original art that he had done, and it's just super cool to have it because it's just beautifully textured. And yeah, I think in a weird kind of backwards way, you know, we were on a deadline, we're like, we need some beautiful art, and we happened to find the guy. But I think in a weird backwards way, there's tons of symbolism packed into, you know, him hand making that artwork, right? Whereas a lot of our previous stuff is a little bit more digital, right? I think it's also a bit of a, it kind of goes hand in hand with the transformation and how we've been making music lately.
Definitely. And hey, maybe on the 20th anniversary vinyl release, you'll have a poster with all the artworks on there. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yes, stick that one in the memory bank for like
exactly.
2045. So
oh, yeah, exactly.
Let's take a little break. Let's play another track off of the album. Do you have a request?
I'd love to play Day One. I don't know about you.
I'm cool with Day One.
Sweet.
I was thinking so.
I don't even have to flip over the album then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Keep it on side A. If you want to get weird, go to side B. You got to get the vinyl.
Yeah. You know your listeners better than we do.
They'll listen to what I play them. All right, creaky chair and all, here we go. I think that should be just about lined up. Ah, yes, there we go. We'll be back in a few. Thank you.
We're talking about the process.
And we're back. Oh, the process. It's always fun to talk about the process.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so that was just day one. That is on Ascension by Free Whenever, which is coming out in 9 days. And, yeah, let's hear a little bit about the process. Was that for me, yeah. Or was that just... I know that you didn't know that you were going on air right then, but...
Yeah,
no, it's fine. I think that's a big part of our music is how we do it. So as we mentioned, maybe we started like working with computers way back, right? And we kind of just more or less a bedroom sort of project. And then as it's become a live band, it's really been about the fusion of them both. It's kind of like catch between, we call it working in the box, but like, you know, coming to your old studio and working behind a screen versus going out and then jamming another version, maybe live, seeing what is happening, balancing, you know, which takes, and then adding percussion and these other layers. Like day one started definitely from a jam session. That little melody just came at some point. And then from there, we were workshopping it, jamming it. Then maybe Neil and I took it and sort of refined our parts, you know, together behind in the box. And I would come back and, you know, it's this real fusion. I think a lot of the meaning comes through this process, this fusion of old and new and, you know, trying to keep it raw and emotional while sounding, you know, fresh and modern and clean, all those good things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like Trevor said, I think, you know, we've always been very focused on process just as much as the product of that process, you know, so we've always felt that that's an equally important thing to kind of nurture and figure out in the same way that you would writing a song. Yeah, day one, I do remember that one because, I mean, that was an interesting one, right? And the funny thing is, as much as we try and capture process and like, oh, what if we can just, let's try that again, like, let's replicate that process, we're also like, each time it's different. And each time it comes about in super backwards, sideways, kind of different ways. That one I remember in particular, like, I remember it's called Day One, 10 a.m., because we had done a little, Trevor and I had done a songwriting retreat way back in the day. And, you know, I woke up in the morning on that first day that we were there at like 10 o'clock in the morning and just played like some chords that it was an idea. It was to a drum loop, and then put that whole thing to the side for a long time, dug it back up, and then ended up just using the drum loop. And then Trevor and I just completely wrote an entirely different thing.
It was, that's usually what happens. It's definitely about collaborating and then just going with whatever to get to the end result. We're not, you know.
Yeah. And like you might start on one idea and then completely at a certain point and another idea eclipses it and you're just like, all right, we're starting from here now.
And I think for us, it's just really important, even if, say, we do record the whole thing, right, in a place like this, just in a small room, it's important for us to have the drums and everything there and it to, you know, we don't, yeah. That's where the emotional quality, especially as an instrumental band, it feels those sounds, the mix, which Neil does himself. It's all, you know, it all feeds into itself.
Yeah.
We've got enough time for one more question and one more plug. So if you have liked what you've heard, or if you just tuned in, you haven't heard any of it yet, but you really want to, you can go and pre-save Ascension and you can follow Free Whenever. Where should they go to find more information about you?
They can go to our website, freewheneverband.com, or any of our socials, same tag, so Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Free Whenever Band. And, yes, send us an email, send us a DM or whatever, where we respond to everything. So, yeah, you'll find everything there, everything.
And I'm going to ask you one more quick question. Where, hopefully, I mean, we'll see if it's a quick question. Where did the name Ascension come from?
The name Ascension, I can't remember exactly like where that word came from, but it was this sense. I was going to talk about this before about you know, feeds into this constant transformation and everything we've gone through, you know, through all our releases. I think Open Air, The Movement, then the self-titled LP, and Ascension is about taking that, taking this process, taking what we do to the next level. So Ascension, we aren't, you know, we aren't there yet. Who knows if we'll ever get there, but Ascension is about reaching for the stars, you know, Ascension.
Beautiful. Yeah. We can all aspire to ascend, aspire for ascension, in fact. Well,
totally. I think as a listener, that's kind of something you feel really, you know, and even in the first track, mm-hmm. Jonas takes you on, like you really out of body experience, you know, if you let it consume you.
Definitely. Well, guys, thank you very much for coming on and chatting with me. It's a pleasure having you. And congrats on the album.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah,
hope you enjoy the record.
We're so glad to have been on the show. This is awesome. We got to come by the station soon.
Absolutely. Would love to have you back, Trevor.
Yeah.
Your sticker's still up.
Go through all the vinyl again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have a good night, guys. Thank you. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. And coming up next, we're going to have a... Oh, we have a caller. Let me... You're on the air, caller. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you calling for the Gorilla Toss tickets?
I am. Am I the lucky caller?
You are the lucky caller. Congratulations. Woo! You just got two free tickets to Gorilla Toss on Sunday at the Crystal Ballroom. And
oh my god.
Yes, I'll get your details. We can pass those along, and they will be waiting for you at the box office.
Awesome. Wow, thank you. I never won anything. So cool.
Well, you can't say that anymore. I'm going to play us a track by Jethro Tull while we go off the air and I get that info from you. So, stick around, because in just 8 minutes, Bishara will be joining me here in the studio for a solo performance. We'll be back in a few.
Pleasures nearly won. Or was it better than to run? Can you hear my sad song singing? Remember who and what you nearly had. It's not easy singing sad songs when you can sing the song. See the words you could have sung. It's not too late, only begun. We can start.